Event producer Lynette Molnar is here to talk about Girl Splash that takes place July 23rd to July 27th in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about Girl Splash.
Well, Girl Splash came to be out of a request from women in the community to have a week for women in the summer. As you may know, there are a lot of different theme weeks in Provincetown throughout the year. And especially in the summer, there's Circuit Week, and then there's Bear Week, and there was Family Week and Carnival, and there were no weeks for women. So I decided it was time to take one of the summer weeks and make it a women's week.
Who will be performing this year?
Well, we have a whole lineup of people, everyone from Broadway performers to more contemporary musicians and comedians. So in the Broadway section, we have Lucy Arnaz, who's coming the day before it officially starts, Lilias White from Broadway, and then two young women, especially Melissa Crispo, who's been on the Melissa Etheridge cruise and has opened for Sarah McLachlan, a young talent by the name of Yoli Mayer, who was on America's Got Talent, who's just amazing. And then comedians like Suzanne Westenhofer, Vicki Shaw, Karen Williams, Judy Gold will be around. So there will be lots of different performers. And one of the biggest thorns in Donald Trump's side, Amy Siskind, will also be joining us for a night of conversation and resistance.
What special events do you have planned?
We have a lot of fun for everyone. There's Provincetown Scavenger Hunt. There are all women's dune tours. We rent the Crown and Anchor Pool for an all-women's pool party. There will be a local hard cider tasting, nighttime parties. This year we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Stonewall with a pride party. We have our annual white party, and probably the most popular event is the Cape Cod Clam Bake on the Beach.
What would you like to accomplish with Girl Splash this year?
Well, what we'd like to do with all of our events is create a space and hold a space for women. So a lot of LGBTQ destinations have been changing over the last decade or so with more and more acceptance of our community. There are a lot more straight people around, and certainly a lot of men and a lot of events for men. So we want to make sure that there continues to be a time and a space where women can come and be more in the majority and be together. So that's our goal, and connecting people from all over the country and giving people an opportunity to come have a gay, queer, lesbian vacation.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially with the 2020 election coming up?
Well, I think it's more important than ever for us to find each other, be together, and be involved. I think the 2020 election in terms of who's president is obviously essential. But even more essential, I think, or equally, or perhaps more, is having state legislatures remain in the hands of Democrats. Because of the Supreme Court's recent decision on gerrymandering, whoever controls the legislatures is going to control the makeup of the Congress for the next 10 years. So the 2020 election is essential. And as Rachel Maddow said recently, if you're thinking of running, run. If you know someone who wants to run, encourage them to run. Because if we don't control the state legislatures, the Congress will be controlled by the Republicans for the next decade until the next shift in the Congress makeup. So that's so important. It scares me even more than the prospect of Trump being reelected.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
I would say try to get as much support as you can, either through friends, local community groups, online forums, any way that you can possibly get support to get through this time. And as a campaign that was started several years ago said, it does get better. So this is a certain time of life. And once you pass through that period and you have more autonomy and more freedom, there's a whole community and a whole range of opportunities to be connected with as many people as you can, and it does definitely get better.
How can people get information about Girl Splash in Provincetown?
To find out information about Girl Splash, go to www.girl-splash.com or check out our other website, provincetownforwomen.com. From there, you can get to the Girl Splash website and the other 4 annual Provincetown Women's Events websites.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, simultaneously, we're gearing up for the 35th anniversary of Women's Week in Provincetown, which starts Columbus Day and runs for a whole week. And we're very proud of the fact that we're, after 35 years, we're still going strong and even more committed to continuing into the future as other festivals, if you will, such as the Michigan Women's Music Festival and other things have ceased. We want to make sure that Women's Week is here well into the future.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
That's a great question. My answer would be, do you have any flyers that we can take back to our community? Or how can we help you promote this? Or how can we help you get the word out? I think that Provincetown has historically had a fraction of the budget in terms of marketing and advertising that places such as Key West or Palm Springs or even some obscure places in Michigan or Pennsylvania or any of the other towns or cities that are trying to capture the gay market. We are the gayest zip code in the country. We are the majority here. We are LGBTQ 24/7, 365 days a week. And I always say, if I won the Powerball and didn't have to work anymore, my goal would still be to let every woman, to reach every woman, to let them know about Provincetown, because it truly is the safest place on earth. I used to live in San Francisco. I was gay bashed there twice. And what I love about this place is that you can walk down the street holding your girlfriend's hand or your wife's hand and kiss her on the street, and no one will even look. Or you could be single, walking by yourself at 3 a.m. in the morning and never have to be afraid. You can walk the beaches at night in the moonlight. No other place that I've been, especially in recent years, where you can go to a restaurant and see a restaurant full of women, a restaurant full of other lesbians and queers, and there's no place like Provincetown. I've traveled a lot. There's no place like Provincetown that I've ever been. And I think that everyone should get to experience the community that is Provincetown.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Well, the mantra that I've used almost my whole political life is the Margaret Mead quote, "Never doubt that a small group of committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." So I've used that both to do the work and create some of the events that I've created to fill a gap and fill a void and hold a space for the LGBTQ community, but especially for women.